Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama
Second account was taking his position near our
Yes,
Shisha second account, she saw it. Shisha second Murti is right next to our Rani. Who's the villa? It's baby Radharani. Oh, Bala Shisha second in the middle, and Shisha second on the right hand side. And Shama was a little bit. Bye, Shama.
लता जी यहाँ पे रसोई सेवा करती हैं, रसोई सेवा और चित्राज भी यहाँ पे मतलब व्यतम के मुखमंडल के पत्रावली होती है ना, श्रृंगार सेवा करती हैं और प्लस जलपान सेवा करती हैं। वहाँ पे ना पूरा लिखा हुआ है
We have some notes here about Chitrasekhi. Her mother's name is Charchika, her father's name is Chatura, her husband's name is Pitara. Her complexion is saffron, Kashmira, saffron. And her cloth, her vastra, her sari, her cloth, it's called kacha. It's like crystal. Like crystal. See the crystal? Like crystal. And her kunja is in the east, is in Purvadig, her kunja. And it's different colors. It's chitra rang. Various colors. And her seva is making lavanga mala, preparing clothes, you know, lavanga, spice, and flower garlands, malas. And what's her age?
She's
26 days younger. Yeah, that's what I have here. I have 26 days younger. Is that correct?
Is 26 days younger to Smriti
Radharani. Yeah, I have it right here. 26 days younger.
She's the youngest.
She's Chota. So C for Chitra, C for Choti. Chiksoi, Chitra, Choti, second. Youngest one. Yeah, three C's. A, B, C. CCC. Her birthday is Ashwin Shukla Tritya, according to Nibark Sampradaya.
It is according
to Nibark, it is on 10th, Dashmi, after 2 days after Dashmi. This gentleman, by the way, is Sachin Dubey, whose initiated name is Sachinandan Das Baba. He's a devotee I known for about, since 2008, 16 years. I met him in Kangankund when it drained out the water in Radhakund. I was drowning in Kangankund. And he pulled me out of the drowning, he saved my life. We became friends. And he's a professor, university professor. I think he retired now, but his wages for 15 years, he spent every month's wages on developing the Asasaki villages. This temple was built by some other people, but all the places we visited, he's given all kinds of things. Fix up the whole kitchen, whole new kitchen, refrigerator, stove, marble tile floor, cabinets, and then ACs in every town. We saw that in Dobara. And that's in the Lake of Space, or no? Tungavidya. Tungavidya place, Dobara. All the little dolls, AC we were so cold in there. He bought that with his own money. All ACs, all kitchen pots and pans, incense, outfits. So we went to Kamaika, and we shook his face. Beautiful, bright green outfits. Beautiful. He buys all the incense, all the oils, all the rose water, everything he buys. Now he has some people giving some donation. But he spent like crores rubies on us. So yeah. He lives across the street also. He has a room in Unshigan. That's how he is. He has a room up there next to the Lady Saki. Although he's a weight of fiber, by the way. He's got one foot with Alita Saki out of him. And then he has a room over here also. He lives near. He's a very great devotee, Brahmin from birth, and very ecstatic. He has a big, long punch, you know. He has many followers. You know, he's a guru by birth, you know. He's really, I never met a more ecstatic devotee. He's just full of bliss. Sachinanda. Okay, he's also a good joker. So he just showed it just now. Where's that handkerchief? I haven't dropped it. Oh, it's over here. Okay, so what have we got here going? So what is her Nayaka Bhav? There's eight Nayaka Bhavs. Her Nayaka Bhav is Avisarika.
Sarika.
Huh? Avisarika. Avisarika. Yeah, well, that's what I said here. She's a lover that goes out secretly to meet her beloved, to meet Krishna. And her swabhav is Adik Mridvi. We had Adik Prakar. She's Adik Mridvi means like mild, like the English word Mridvi is like Mridu, Mridvi, mild. And she's mellow. Extremely, Adik means extra, extremely, extremely relaxed. You know?
How many did you say it is Dakshana Mridvi?
She does have Dakshana,
she does not have
man. What? I can't hear. You're a fan.
We have two categories. One is Bama Sakhi and Dakshana.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the Sakhi are Bama. Radharani have Bama Sakhi.
Yeah.
Bama means one who always desires to have man.
Yeah.
But she doesn't desire for a man. So that second category is called Dakshana.
Yeah.
Dakshana means very simple. Normally,
submissive.
Submissive. Normally those who do not want man leela. Never angry with Krishna. Again, she is very, very polite, and she normally does not observe man. She observes man very rarely.
Achha.
Yeah. So normally the two Sakhi from Vidya, she is also Dakshana, and this Chitraji is also Dakshana, Chandravali. They are of same nature, Dakshana Swabhav.
Yeah, yeah. He's a psycho. Rasa Encyclopedia. Thank you. And her favorite musical instrument is Rudra Veena, also called, and Jal Tarang. I don't know, what is Jal?
Making sound from water.
Oh, yeah, water pots. Jal Tarang. That's really cool. And her favorite raga is Raga Samkata. Samkata. S-A-M-K-A-T-A, Samkata. I don't know what that is, but... And her maitsar and her mantra is Rasa Mantri. And her Astasakis, Shichita Sakhi has her Astasakis, Rasalika, Tilakini, Sharasini, Sungandika, Vamani, Vamanayana, Nagari. Hey. You're a Shichitra, huh? Nagari Nagavalika. And these are her special talents. She's a great astrologer. But there's no marriages, so what's the point? Astrology is only for marriage. So Gumi's married to Krishna. So it's useless knowledge. She has a special knowledge of secret ways of speaking. She knows many foreign languages. Russian, French. Now, I don't know what they are, but, you know, whatever they are. She can identify the ingredients of cooked food preparation merely by seeing them. Just look at it and say it's no good. Or it's good or whatever. Listen to this. She can even tell by looking at honey. I'm going to work with Chitra, thank you. I work for her, I think. She can tell which type of bee collected the honey. Varsana bee or an underground bee? Chitchali, what kind of bee? A Radhakun bee? Oh, this is Radhakun honey. I only want Varsana honey. And also, what kind of animal milk came from? She gets some milk. She can say, is it buffalo milk? Is it goat milk? Is it cow milk? Is it camel milk? Rajasthani drink the camel milk. She's skilled craft, she can make utensils from glass. You know, Pyrex bowls for your cake cooking and stuff, you know. Bake cakes. Make glass utensils. And she's fully versed, she's vidwan in scriptures of botany, means plants and trees. And animal, taking care of animals, and snake charming mantras. Naga, Nagini, Mantra Tantra. And she has a Siddha Hasta. She's a perfect hand. What for? We're slamming. No. I think it's for cooking, it doesn't say. Oh, no, it does say. She has Siddha Hasta, perfection in her hand for cooking. Tasty food, and preparing nectar drinks. And she's a leader of the dasis, that collect medicinal herbs from the forest. Your mother works with her, I think. Rather works with citrus. So this is an interesting point. This Siddhasa, the perfection. I had one Brijwasi Brahmin friend. He came to America. He was teaching cooking in Miami, Florida. And he was in ISKCON for a while. He left ISKCON. He was a Brahmin, Brijwasi Brahmin. He was initiated by Prabhupada, but he left and has his own, you know, area of preaching. So he would cook, do everything with his hand. And I was in the kitchen, I wanted to take cooking lessons from. I said, how much salt do you live? You just feel how much you need to throw it in. Because the West is one teaspoon, half teaspoon. He said, Lakshmi system, if you use your hands to cook, your cooking is done by Lakshmi. You don't need any spoons. You didn't use any spoons for flour, making chapati dough. You just put this much water. You just take his hand. Everything is hand. Spices, okay, this much cumin. No spoons. You have spice, little spicing. How much cumin? Just like this much. This much. So this is called Siddhasana. You say you're just going this and you're not exactly right. He said, this spoon thing is Western style. This is Rishwasi style. Hand to mouth. You cook with your hands, you eat with your hands. Siddhasta. Hasta, you say hot in Hindi. Hasta. And there's a mantra. Who is Chitrasekhi's form in Gaura-lila? Govinda-nandana. Govinda-nandana Thakur. Some say Varamali Kaviraj. This is a mantra. Kashmira Kanti Kamaniya Kalevarabham Susnigda Kacha Nichaya Pravachara Chelam Shiradike Tava Manorata Vastra Dane Chitram Vichitra Ridyam Sadyam Prabhadye. Chitrasekhi's transcendental form glows with the attractive effulgence of Kashmira, which means saffron. Her lovely cloth is glossy like a host of radiant crystals. O Sri Radhika, who offers you clothes exactly according to your own desires, whose heart is full of wonderfully variegated moods, overflowing with compassion, I bow to Chitra. Please repeat after me. Chitram Vichitra.
Chitram Vichitra.
Riyam. Sadayam. Prapadye. Chitra Sakhi Ki Jai. Now we have this other book here. I think it has the same stuff in it. But that's from Radha Krishna Gandhas Deepika. Most of that stuff. Yeah, it's just the same stuff. Chitra can read between the lines to perceive the author's hidden intentions. The author is saying something. Because in Kavya, in poetry and Sahitya, in Kavya and Sahitya, poetry and literature, Sanskrit, there's three meanings. There's direct meaning, there's indirect meaning, and there's Vyanjana Vritti. Vyanjana Vritti means implied meaning. What between the lines, implied meaning. There's direct meaning of the Sanskrit word or poetry, and secondary meaning, then implied meaning. And the real thing is the implied meaning. That's the real essence of Kavya and Sahitya, poetry and literature. So Chitrasekhi means variety, but also means clever booty. She's very clever booty. She can get inside and figure out everything. And she got to perceive, read between the lines, perceive the author's hidden intentions. She's a gourmet cook, understands the taste of food just by looking. She actually makes music by playing water pots. It's kind of like a xylophone. You know, a xylophone, little metal pieces I hit with sticks. Sound like that. Water pots is natural, I think. And what else? Just say it, basically repeat. She knows about astronomy and astrology. She's a skilled gardener. She knows how to take care and protect domestic animals.
Katha aur chitra sagi. What is I'm telling from Ujjwali Mani. So when I'm telling from Ujjwali Mani, this katha. So normally Chitra Sakhi is the nature of Chitra Sakhi is Dakshina. She is very cool and calm. Okay, very polite. Never have angry mood or this like this. So one day Radharani has Maan Leela, okay? So because Krishna has gone to meet Chandravali and finally he came, so Radharani now Lalita Sakhi ordered Radharani, oh Radharani, you should have a Maan today, very strict Maan. So then Krishna did so many ways, she requested Radharani, oh Radharani, please give up Maan, but Radharani said that I will not give up Maan. So Krishna went in search of some solution, so he find Visakha Sakhi, so Visakha Sakhi, he asked Visakha Sakhi, oh Visakha Sakhi, tell me what is the solution of this so that Radharani can give up Maan. So he said that there is only one solution, that you have to surrender to the lotus feet of Lalita Sakhi. Okay? She is the boss. Actually, Krishna is the supreme controller. And Radharani is the controller of supreme controller. And Lalita Ji is the controller of supreme controller. Okay? So then Krishna think that if I go to meet Lalita Sakhi, then there will be more problem. She will ask me, what offense you have done? Firstly, she will ask me, what offense you have done? Then if I tell him the reality that I went to meet Chandravali, then it will be great problem. Then he think that I should go to meet Chitra Sakhi, because Chitra Sakhi is very humble, very polite. So anyhow, Krishna do buttering, okay? Then finally, Chitra Sakhi is agree. Oh, Krishna, I will help you. Don't worry, okay? I'll help you so that Radharani can give up anyhow. So Krishna says that, oh, please, today I am very much need of you. So Chitra Sakhi then go to meet Radharani. And Chitra Sakhi requested Radharani, oh Radharani, you don't know, Krishna is weeping there. The tears is due to Satvik Bhav, the tears is coming. And he is feeling very guilty. Please forgive Radharani. Chitra Sakhi requested in so many ways. But Radharani didn't respond to Chitra Sakhi. And she also scolded Chitra Sakhi. Then Chitra Sakhi became angry. Normally, the basic nature of Chitra Sakhi is Mridhvi, Adhika Mridhvi. Very soft, very... So now Chitra Sakhi is very angry. Oh Radharani, I am requesting you from so many times. I am paying obeisances onto your lotus feet. But you are not listening my word. So that day I will check you. When on the bank of Yamuna, when the Krishna will play the flute, the pancham swara of flute. When Krishna played the pancham swara of flute, then Radharani gave up all type of maan. Okay? So at the time when Krishna will play the flute, okay, in pancham swara, then you will be very anxious to meet Krishna. Then I will not arrange meeting for you to Krishna. Then Radharani gets shocked. Oh, normally Chitra is not very angry, but now the Chitra is very angry. Then she said, oh, definitely. She said, oh, Chitra, please forgive me. So definitely I'll give up my maan. And finally there's a meeting of, then she arranged a meeting of Radharani and Krishna. So this is basically some katha from Ujjwali Mani. What is, normally Chitra ji is having Dakshina Swabhav, but sometime in certain condition, she is having Vama Swabhav. Okay? She became angry. Okay? Similarly, Lalita Sakhi is Prakhara. But in certain, Rupa Goswami explained, but in certain condition, she became also Mridhvi. In certain condition. Okay? So this is one of the example of, from Sakhi Prakaran. From Sakhi Prakaran, this is the example. This is one of the examples. So from this, normally Chitra Sakhi is having very humble, very polite, very like, she's very soft spoken. But now she's very angry for Radharani that I'm requesting you, I'm paying obeisance, but you are not listening my word. Eh? So on that day, I will not help you when Krishna is playing the flute and you become very anxious to meet Krishna, then I will not arrange meeting you. Then Radharani says, oh, this is my fault. So then Radharani give up. So this is one of the Leela. One Leela is from this local Chiksoli. लाइक स्टीलिंग ऑफ दिस चना, ठीक है, चने को इंग्लिश में क्या कहते हैं,
चिक पीस,
हाँ चिक पीस, ठीक है, और सिंपल यू नो नहीं चने को एक पर्टिकुलर वर्ड बोलते हैं ना लाइक अंडरस्टैंड करते हैं सब चने बस ठीक है मंकी फूड आई विल चना, ठीक है. सो वन डे व्हाट हैपेंड, कृष्णा केम टू चिक्सौली बाय ग्रेजिंग द काउ, ही फाउंड देयर इज अ वेरी गुड क्रॉप ऑफ दिस चना, ठीक है, वेरी ग्रॉप. देन ही डिसाइडेड, देन ही स्टार्टेड द ही चेक, फर्स्टली चेक वेयर इज ऑनर ऑनर ऑफ दिस लाइक फील्ड, ठीक है. सो ही स्टार्टेड दिस, आई थिंक देयर इज नो ऑनर, सो ही आस्क टू फ्रेंड गो देम स्टील, ठीक है, सम चना, ठीक है. सो नाउ दे ऑल द फ्रेंड मधुमंगल सुअर दे इंटर्न टू द लाइक फील्ड एंड दे स्टील ऑल द चना. Suddenly some sakhi of Chitra Sakhi, they came and they started scolding, they are having some stick in their hand. Oh, who is stealing our chana? Who is dare to steal our chana? So the sakha said that, we are the friend of Krishna, so we will not afraid of you, okay? And go and tell to your master that definitely we will steal, okay? So then Sakhi went to the near the Chitra Sakhi, then they said that, oh Chitra Sakhi, like I see there some Gwala, they are stealing your all these chanas. Then Chitra Sakhi also angry, eh? I will check who is there. Then finally when Chitra Sakhi came there, so she found all the Madhumangal and Suval and Krishna is there. Aha. Now Chitra is very happy. Then she ordered to Sakhi, let them steal them. Okay? Let them steal. Firstly he came to save all the field, okay? To scold all the like Gwalas. Okay, that why you are stealing, but by seeing the Krishna, okay, he changed his mood. He said that let them steal. Are you ready? So this is one of the some katha from this Chiksoli. One katha, very special katha. This is from Ujjwali Vadi. I will tell you. Very, this is the essence of all the Purana, essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of thousands of grantha. Simple katha. Listen very carefully. In Anubhav chapter, the Rupa Goswami is explaining the Leela Anubhav. Like there's a Anubhav known as Leela Anubhav. So firstly, Rupa Goswami explaining the definition, then he gives the two examples. From first example, Rupa Goswami is not satisfied. Then he gives second example. This is very carefully. This is very, very important. So firstly, what is Leela Anubhav? Leela Anubhav is that Anubhav in which when Gopi dress up like a Krishna, and feel like he is a Krishna and he is performing some leela of Krishna. Okay? In Hindi, it's called she is doing anukaran. One is ek hota abhinay hota hai, ek hota anukaran. As it is, she is feeling that I am Krishna. Okay? So this is known as leela. So due to love or due to pranay, the gopi feel that I am himself the Krishna and he dress up like a Krishna and he do anukaran of any leela, maybe Kaliya leela or any leela. So Rupa Goswami is giving first example. Okay? In first example, he has taken from Vishnu Puran, in which Parasar Muni is saying to Maitre Muni. So during Rasa dance, when Krishna gets disappeared from Rasa dance, so Gopi is feeling a lot of separation. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So in that, one Gopi dress up like a Krishna. Okay? He dress up Pitambar and all the ornament of Krishna. And he is doing doing the anukaran of this Kaliya Leela. Then he said that, oh, Dust Kaliya, where are you? Why you are what are you doing? Okay? Like, I will subside your pride. Don't worry, I'll kill you. Okay? So with this example, now listen the beauty of this example. Every devotee have its permanent bhav, sthai bhav. Just like Madhumangal have sthai bhav, that is known as Sakhrati. If you listen the katha of Madhumangal, so that is of Sakhras. Because Rati of Madhumangal is Sakhrati. So if you listen any katha of Madhumangal, so that will be belong to Sakhras. Yashoda Bhaiya have Vasala Rati. Sthai Bhav Yashoda Bhaiya is Vasala Rati. If you listen any katha of Yashoda Bhaiya, that belongs to Vasala Ras. All the gopis and Radharani, their Sthai Bhav is Madhur Rati. So if you listen any katha related to gopi or Radharani, that will be of Madhur Ras. Am I right? So here, Kali Leela, who is acting Krishna? Gopi hai. So this definitely, this is the this katha is of Madhur Ras. But in that, Rodras is mixed because Gopi is very angry, right? So when in Madhuras, when Rodras, angry, okay? Rodras is vexed, then there is a loss of Madhuras. Are you ready? Then there is a loss of Madhuras. Now it is not a pure Madhuras, because like suppose that we have a very good sweet, kheer. If I put salt, if I put some chili in kheer, then the taste will be, right? So similarly, this is like, this is Rupa Goswami is the purest, purest of purest devotees. So that's why his heart is not satisfied with this example, because in this example, definitely this example of Madhuras, but in that some Rodras is, because the Parasar Muni is not too much like, is qualified for pure Madhuras, because his consciousness is not like, doesn't drink the pure Madhuras. That's why he is telling this Leela, because in this Leela, Rodras is mixed into Madhuras. Now Rupa Goswami giving second example. Listen carefully. In second example, what is telling? The Rupa Manjari is telling to Radhi Manjari. Who is telling? Rupa Manjari is telling to Radhi Manjari. Today Radharani has very intense desire to become Krishna. So he put a blue color ointment is there. That is in Hindi, it's called Mrigmad. So he just put a blue type ointment in the body. Then he put pitambar, okay? Then he tied his bread and he put peacock feather. Then he have this Bajanti mala, okay? Then she's playing flute, and she's playing so much. She's playing flute so much in a so much beautiful manner that all the people are very happy. All the happy, and her smile is so bright. And there's so much good fragrance is coming from the body of Srimati Radharani. There is one quality of Srimati Radharani, Gando Madit Unmadita. Because of good fragrance, okay, the Krishna get excited to meet Radharani. So Radharani is looking so blissful. She is playing so nice flute, and all the world, all the devotees are very happy. Everything is very happy. Now in this example, this is the example of pure Madhur Ras. No other Ras is mixed. Why? Because who is telling? Rupa Manjari is telling to? Rupa Manjari. Who is Rupa Manjari? Rupa Manjari is a perfect Purda Rati. Okay? Because you are not up to a certain level that you can judge whether this katha is of pure Madhuras or some ras is mixed. When you, after reading Bhakti Rasama Sindhu, after reading Ujjali Vedi, your consciousness get elevated. So you can judge whether this katha is of pure Madhuras or. Are you getting? So that's why this katha indicates Chakrati Vasudev. We have to strictly follow to Rupa Goswami, because Rupa Goswami is the purest of purest of purest of purest devotee in this all the three world. Okay? So whatever he write, definitely it will be the full of Madhur. There is no mixing of all the. If you read any other commentary, definitely this is mixed. But in Rupa Goswami, there is no chance, no chance, no chance. Have you got to this katha? Right? So from the first example, because of Parasamuni is also a great devotee, he is a father of like Vedvyas, but he is not Adhikari of pure Madhuras. Okay? That's why he makes this then. But the second example, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, they are of pure Madhuras. So this is it.